time for Kaleidoscope, and this morning we get to talk with Crystal Reith with the Cottonwood County 4-H. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excited for next week.
Yeah, it's a busy week for us.
It is. National 4-H Week.
Yes, it's a great time to learn about 4-H and even join 4-H.
It's always a good time
to join.
Yep. But this is a great time because this is also kind of the beginning of the year.
Yes.
For you.
Yep. So it's the start of our new 4-H year. That's why it's a great time to join. You're getting in right at the get-go of the new year. So we will be out and about in the communities. I'm going to be in the classroom with some 4-H kids, and we're going to talk all about 4-H next week.
It'll be great, and hopefully open the doors for a couple of new folks that don't know.
Right. We'll expose them to what 4-H is. We'll send home flyers as well, so then parents can learn about what 4-H is, too.
How do you sum up what 4-H is? we talk about so many things. What do you tell a kid when you have 5 minutes to tell them what makes 4-H so good?
When we go into the classrooms, we get a little bit more than 5 minutes. But okay. We talk a lot about the experiences that they get. The 4-H youth that come in with me, they talk a lot about their own personal experiences and what they enjoy about 4-H. And then the things that they get to do. So it's all about the learning that you get to experience. You also have that opportunity to go places. You have the opportunity to meet new people, make new friends. So it's all just about the opportunities that you get through 4-H.
Life skills.
Yes.
You don't even realize, but it still happens where you just kind of do something and say, I learned how to do this when I was in 4-H.
Right. And there are some times where it's hard to identify those things when you're going through it. But then especially as an adult, you can look back and be like, right. Oh, I learned that through 4-H.
Yeah, exactly.
But even with our kids, when we do different project area days and they come in and they can say, oh, I learned that at a 4-H project day. And it's great to have that experience and then that acknowledgement that they learned that through 4-H.
It just 4-H has become so, it just covers everything.
Right.
Even when I was in 4-H, it was a lot more than just showing livestock.
Didn't know you were in 4-H.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody was, weren't they? But I was never livestock. I was never a farm kid.
Sure.
But it's still, and it's grown so much. I don't know if wider or broader or what the word is, but no matter what your interest is, you can find it in 4-H.
Right, and that's the beauty of 4-H. It still has those agricultural roots, but it has blossomed into such a bigger program with broader reaches as well, because we're trying to have those experiences and those opportunities for all youth. Anybody can come in and find something that they enjoy, and then hopefully they step out of their comfort zone and find something else that they truly love. And even for those kids that don't grow up on a farm and don't think they have access to animals, there's the opportunity to do that as well through leasing programs. They can lease an animal and then still have that experience with an animal through 4-H. But you don't have to live on a farm to be in the 4-H program. We do have a lot of different aspects of the 4-H program, so there truly is something for everybody.
And different clubs they're like-minded kids in the clubs, right?
Right. So we have 8 community clubs within Cottonwood County, and those clubs, they meet on a monthly or bi-monthly basis, and they decide what they want to do just at the club level. So a lot of them choose to do community projects to better the community. They also choose to do social activities, like some of them will go bowling or ice skating or roller skating. And they get to become a close, tight-knit group as well. And they get to experience that with friends that live near them or go to school with them or just people that they haven't really met yet. So it's a great experience.
So as you're going out next week for National 4-H Week, are parents going to be seeing things come home with kids with information?
Yep. So every classroom that we go into, they'll get a flyer that'll go home that talks about what the 4-H program is, how to join. It is completely free. And then we also send home some swag as well. They get some pencils. They'll be doing a coloring contest throughout the week, so we'll have prizes for that as well. And then I believe some of the clubs are going to be doing stickers and different things like that as well in the community and the elementary classrooms.
Great. All right, so that's next week.
Yes.
But there's other things going
there
on,
There are
too.
Other things, yes.
Should we dig into that a little?
Before we get into that, I do need to promote and congratulate our State Fair exhibitors.
Oh, yeah.
I did promise that in September.
That's right. I'm sorry.
No, you're totally good. So I do need to run through and congratulate all of our 4-H youth that participated at the State Fair and the State Horse Show. So we had 25 livestock exhibitors at the State Fair and 17 general exhibitors. We had three that participated in the auction. So those were Zach Wiebe, Amelia Winters, and Ella Smith. And then we had one receive a scholarship, and that was Gabriella Simmons Otero. So I'm going to just quick do a run through. Rebecca Miner had a sew non-garment and got a red ribbon. Araya Milo got a blue on her club community pride and a red on her craft. Aubrey Winter had a blue on her fine arts. Hannah Wilson got a blue with her creative writing. Raymond Paplow got a blue with his engineering design. Gabriella Simmons Otero got a blue with her food preservation. Austin Werner got a blue with woodworking. Bentley Werner got a blue with crafts. Chloe Snyder got a purple and a community impact recognition for her dog educational project. Natalie Wolf got a purple with her photography exhibit. Johanna Elson got a blue with her photography. Tegan Warner got a red on soybeans. Lizzie Bramseth got a purple and a community impact recognition on her quilting project. Aubrey Papel got a purple on her vet science and her speech. Adley Anderson got a blue on her youth leadership exhibit and a community impact recognition. And Rebecca Miner and William Miner did a team demonstration and got a blue. On the livestock side of stuff, Jake Jackson was the champion Maine Andrew Heifer and was an interview finalist. Cole Papo got seventh place with his commercial spring calf. Paige McMullen got second place with her commercial fall calf. Callie Hovland got fifth place with her commercial junior yearling. Alyssa Reince got third place with her registered spring calf. Chloe Connors got fourth place with her registered foundation Semitol junior yearling. Dominic Greens got fourth place with his registered cow-calf pair. Kendra Schroeder got fifth place with her registered cow-calf pair and was an interview finalist. Aubrey Paplow got sixth place with her registered shorthorn plus steer and was an interview champion. Toria Robillard got third place in her alpine dairy yearling doe. Keegan Dobler got sixth place with her senior meat breeding doe, was an interview champion, and was fourth place in senior meat breeding doe showmanship. Fiona Robillard got a blue with her bantam breeding pen and was 10th place overall poultry advanced showman and was an interview finalist. Tyler Mars got a blue with his market pen of geese. Isaiah Lewis received the reserve champion California junior doe. Charlie Smith was 9th place with his blackface market lamb. Ella Smith was 6th place with her blackface market lamb. Greta Smith was 3rd place with her blackface market lamb. Zach Wiebe was champion heavyweight market lamb. Aubrey Winters exhibited a blackface market lamb. Chloe Oltman's got 5th place with her registered Duroc and was an interview finalist. Taylor Reince was 6th place with her registered all other breeds in the market barrel class. Amelia Winters was champion all other breeds registered barrel and was the reserve champion purebred market barrel. Tyler Dina got 3rd place with his crossbred market barrel and was an interview finalist. Wilson Hochstein got 8th place with his crossbred market barrel. Brooklyn Roll got 4th place with her market barrel. And then for State Horse Show judging, we had 7 youth participate in State Horse. With those 7, Georgia Duval got 9th in the key race. Kelly Hovland got 9th in jumping figure 8 and 5th in the key race. Hattie Klassen got 6th in trail, and then Fiona Robillard was champion in ranch pleasure. So congratulations to all those youth.
Absolutely. Wow. Sounds like Cottonwood County was very well represented, yes, at the State Fair this year.
I feel that they always do a fantastic job going up there representing the county. They do an excellent job in showing and in generals, and then they come back and share with their knowledge as well because they do well in interviews. So overall, they do a great job.
And talk about a life experience.
Right.
You know, and learning skills that, yes, will last. Boy, yep. It's very impressive.
Yeah, it truly is.
So congratulations to everybody that went to state.
Yes. So rounding out that year and now entering a new year.
Yes. Now we're starting all over again.
So this afternoon we have Ag in the Classroom with Westbrook Grove. So with that program, I go into the classrooms for a half an hour, and we do just a lesson related to agriculture. So something that's happening in the ag world right now. So this lesson for this month will feature corn. the whole entire month for all of those schools.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very timely.
Yes. Tomorrow afternoon, we are doing Lego robotics with our third grade friends at Red Rock Central. So through that program, the kids get to learn engineering concepts. They get to build with Legos, and then we code it to move. And then I give them some challenges to see if they can change their structure, not their code, to get a different outcome. Next week, of course, is National 4-H Week. In that week, we also have a few other things. We're going to be doing Egg in the Classroom with Red Rock Central on the 5th. On the 11th, we have Clover Buds, which is a program that is free and open to all youth in grades kindergarten through third grade. It's at the Extension office from 10 until 11:30. Youth that participate in this will get to learn about a specific topic. We'll get a free book. We'll have a snack. And this time around, we actually have a family that's going to be bringing in a beef animal. So you'll get to learn all about beef, and you'll get to go up close next to a calf. So that is completely free. Just give us a call at 831-4022 if you're interested in coming to that. And then following Clover Buds, that same day on the 11th, we have a Passport to Fun program. And that is from 12 until 1:30. It's open to all families with kids in kindergarten through 1 year past high school. With this program, we learn about different countries, different cultures, different lifestyles from people that have experienced it. Typically, we utilize foreign exchange students, but this time around, we have a family from Puerto Rico that's going to be coming in and teaching us about Puerto Rico. And then they will end the program with making either an activity, a craft, or food specific to their country.
That's kind of neat.
Yes. So we've been doing this for a while now, and it's very interesting to see the things that they bring in from their home country and just hear the differences between the two different cultures. It's really a great experience. And then on the 12th, we do actually have a group that's going to be going to Puerto Rico this fall. So they are doing the food at the horse tack sale auction at the Wyndham Fairgrounds from 11 to 2. So they're going to be serving a meal. If you're interested in supporting that group or even just coming to the tack sale, come on down between 11 to 2. They're going to have barbecues, hot dogs, and coney dogs.
How big a group's going to be going?
So this time around, we have four youth and then myself that will be going to Puerto Rico. We're going to tie in with Ohio 4-H again and then go to Puerto Rico.
That works really well to combine like that.
It does. And then there's still connections made between two different states. The kids get to learn differences between the 4-H program in both states as well. And then as well as in Puerto Rico, too, we work with 4-H youth down there. So it's an amazing experience. The 15th through the 16th, we have a cinnamon roll fundraiser. So the 15th, our 4-H families will get together. They will set the rolls, prepare all the pans, get everything ready. And then the morning of the 16th, we bake them, we frost them. And then we have four different designated areas for pickup. So if you're interested in cinnamon rolls, you do need to let us know ahead of time. We sell them by the dozen for $20 or a four-pack for $8. And then we have designated areas in Westbrook, Wyndham, and Mountain Lake, and Jeffers to pick up on the 16th. So we try to have everything picked up and gone by 8 a.m. that morning.
I can just hear people scrambling to write that on their calendar right now.
They are delicious.
They absolutely are.
So
can you call?
Yep, you can call us now. Yep, 831-4022. Just give us a call. Let us know your name, how many you want, and then where you would like to pick them up. You can pay that day. We prefer to have exact change that you bring, but we will be collecting money that morning when we distribute them.
Very good.
Yes. And then the 16th, after we're done with the cinnamon rolls, we have our Egg Explorers group. So that is a group of kids from kindergarten or through sixth grade through grade 13. And they do different things related to agriculture as well. So they've done tours. We've done some other educational opportunities. But we have typically done first aid kits the last 2 years in the fall. This year, the group is going to meet at 9 o'clock at the office, and we're going to actually package a well-being kit for farmers and truckers, and then we're going to go distribute them at area elevators. So if you're out and about hauling grain that day, you might see some 4-H'ers at the elevator, and then they'll give you a package of just a variety of things have a good day and have a good harvest.
Very nice.
Yes. So they like to be involved in our community, and our community involves a lot of farmers and truckers. So they want them to have a safe harvest. On the 20th, we have Mountain Lake Christian Lego Robotics and Egg in the Classroom that day. That night on the 20th, we also have Federation Exec at the Extension Office at 7 o'clock. This is all of our executive officers will be meeting to go through our budget and set things for the upcoming year. The 23rd, we have Lego Robotics with our third grade friends at Westbrook Walnut Grove. And then that last week of October, I am out at our national conference in Atlanta. And I actually get to present a poster on behalf of Passports to Fun and then accept a couple of awards as well on behalf of Cottonwood County 4-H.
Nice. Yes.
And then looking into November, our ambassadors, so youth in grades 6 through 13, are going to meet on the 2nd from noon until 6. If you have sewing shears, please bring them. We are going to be cutting and tying blankets as we make care packages for those living in nursing homes in our county.
Oh.
So we did this at the beginning of COVID. We felt now it's time to kind of come back around again and make these care packages. So we're going to cut and tie some blankets that day.
Oh. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So how many ambassadors are there?
So our ambassador group is very fluid. It's whenever you can come, we love to see you.
Okay.
So it's a group of, I would say, roughly like 25 kids when it comes down to it.
Okay.
We may not always have all 25 of them there.
They're busy.
But they're busy.
Yes.
So we just love to see them when they can come and join us.
Well, and as you're going through everything that's going on, it's no wonder they're busy.
You
know, do you have any idea how many days out of your week or month you spend in the classroom?
I have not sat down to look at that.
It may be better that you don't know. You do spend a lot of time in the classroom, though.
Right.
Working with students, whether they're in 4-H or not.
Right.
I think that's something about 4-H, too, that really has grown.
Right. And it has changed a lot over the years. When I first started off doing Lego robotics in the classroom in, like, 2017, it wasn't kind of a known territory, and now it has gradually become more acceptable. But I really do appreciate all of our schools, administration, the teachers, for being willing to partner with us so we can offer these programs to youth in the classroom, because it is a great audience to expose kids to 4-H and something different.
Very much so.
Yeah.
All right. Next week's National 4-H
yes.
Week.
It'll be a great week.
It will be. Is there anything else we need to mention this morning? We just have got so much going on. And this is a perfect example of the first thing I asked you is, how do you tell a kid what 4-H is about? I mean, we've been talking for 20 minutes and there's still
right. There's so much more than this. Yes. It is just a great program where kids can come alongside of adults and learn and truly find out what their passion is, and maybe one day figure out what they want to do for a career through 4-H.
And it all starts with 4-H.
Yes, yes.
Very good. Crystal, thank you for
thank you
coming
very much
on today. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.